Hello again. You're with the news at one. A County Kerry businessman has been sentenced to 12 years in jail for his role in the importation of more than €32 million worth of crystal meth. Nathan McDonnell had agreed to allow an international organised crime group to use his garden centre to store the drug. McDonnell was due to receive €150,000 for his role in the scheme. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds was in court this morning. Paul, will you tell us about the crime at the heart of this case?
Rachel, Nathan McDonald's business, the Ballyseedy Garden Centre, which had been in the family for over 50 years, three generations, owed over €4 million, including €1 million to the revenue commissioners, and it was on the brink of collapse. Now, the 44-year-old father of three agreed to store at the Ballyseedy Garden Centre in Kerry a machine worth with €32 million worth of the illegal and highly addictive drug crystal meth in it before moving it on to Australia. And he was to be paid €150,000 to do that, money which he never saw. The customs officers at Cork Port found the drugs in plastic bags stored in a drum in the machine on the 15th of February 2024. They were acting on information supplied by the Gardaí in Kerry, who were investigating a Kerry-based organised crime group involved in drug trafficking, money laundering, violence and the intimidation of witnesses. And this gang had links to the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico, which is one of the largest and most dangerous drugs cartels in the world. Now, the Gardaí had searched a premises in Listowel in County Kerry in June of 2023. They'd seized mobile phones, SIM cards and a passport which showed extensive international travel. They also gained access to encrypted apps on the phones that they had seized, and they discovered from the conversations there that there had been an intention to import powder from Mexico to Ireland. And while the organised crime group members were using burner phones and false emails, McDonnell was using his own phone and his own email address, and he claimed he didn't know what was in the machine when he agreed to store it. Now, originally the gang had planned to lease a yard from an engineering company on the pretense of establishing a scrap metal recycling business, and they'd set up a website claiming they were going to be importing machinery and everything. However, the plan fell through because the company became suspicious, so they decided that they would use Ballyseedy Garden Centre instead.
Now, Nathan McDonnell, he pleaded guilty.
Yeah, he has no previous convictions, and he did plead guilty to importing drugs into Cork on the 16th of November 2023, and also to facilitating or helping a criminal organisation between that date until the 12th of February 2024, when they were caught. It was McDonald's job to get the drugs, to get the machine with the drugs to Australia. He first tried to use a legitimate business to export the machine to Australia, but that failed. So he had to use a family member's address in Australia, and he created a false invoice. When he was caught, he tried to claim the machine was to be used in one of his businesses, but the Gardaí had it specially inspected by an engineer who found that only an operation on the scale of Tara Mines could have warranted the use of this machine, and that to do that it would have needed the input of the ESB and the construction of a substation on the site. Now, during the Garda's follow-up searches in February 2024, properties associated with another man were searched. Two submachine guns, a number of magazines, rounds of ammunition were also recovered. McDonnell told the Garda he was in financial difficulties and in fear of the man, who, quote, had an extensive history of interpersonal violence and had been questioned about offences in the past, up to and including murder. Now, arguably, McDonnell was right to be afraid, because just earlier this week he was badly beaten up in Portlaoise prison. He's undergone surgery where he had screws, wires and two plates inserted into his jaw. This was referred to in court today by his defence counsel, Michael Bowman, who said that given the background to the case and the assault, he will require additional security.
He was sentenced, Paul, to 12 years in jail. What did the judge say during sentencing?
Well, she said that McDonnell was not a mere cog in the wheel, but that he had carried out several tasks which demanded a high level of trust and responsibility from the organised crime gang. She said he arranged for the collection and the storage of the machine with the drugs and arranged for it to be shipped to Australia. He engaged in protracted correspondence with shipping agents, forged an invoice, deceived a legitimate business in the process. He claimed he didn't know the drugs were in the machine, but the judge said today that he had, quote, ample information about its origin, size, the person he was dealing with, the links to the Sinaloa Sinaloa cartel so he could effectively join the dots. He demonstrated recklessness, she said, and an indifference which was tantamount to knowledge. They accepted, however, that McDonald was not to profit from the scale of the drugs, but he was in it for the money. He was to be paid €150,000. The court also accepted and took into account the enormous personal consequences for him, his family, his business, the shame and stigma for him, his wife, and his three young sons who are still in primary school and whose childhood he will miss. But she set a headline sentence of 21 years in prison, but taking in the mitigation factors, jailed him for 12 years.
Paul, thank you. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.